Hello, humanity. Good morning, good evening, good night, wherever you are. I am so blessed to be with you today and to be healthy and feeling like I am in radiant, optimal health. Now, I say that because last week I was not doing so well. And in fact, I was completely doubled over with pain, and I'd been that way for 5 days. And I just thought, no, I'm just going to stay here and it's going to go away. But I didn't visualize, I didn't do anything. It was just like, yeah, it's just going to go away. And then I thought, oh, maybe I should go and see the doctor. Now, here in Oroville, we're very blessed. We have a beautiful integral health center. So I can see a homeopath. I can see an Ayurvedic doctor. I can see an allopathic doctor. I can have massage. I can do all sorts of stuff. So I walked in there, and the doctor that was there was an allopathic doctor, but also is very, very in tune and aligned with alternative methodologies. And I like to look at both sides, or three or four sides. And, you know, he felt me here and there and took all my symptoms and said, it sounds like you may have an inflamed appendix. And I thought, ooh. And we talked about it. And as you know, as a medical clown, I do go into hospitals and I do work with people, but that's when I'm healthy and that's when there's not the pandemic that's happening. And we both thought, let's monitor this because I am getting better. And do I want to go into the hospital right now for a surgery? Not. Absolutely not. And so I went home and I began to do what I preach, but I began to do it on myself as well. I took a glass of water in a blue glass. I held it up to my third eye. And well, before that, you know, I felt the power of the sun coming, solar energy. And that solar energy came through me and went into this glass. And I visualized myself running, jumping, playing, and in being in optimal health. Now, many of the scientists now are saying, look at the future and live the future as if it was happening right now. And that's what I did. And I do that a lot. But in this case, I saw where I was now and, you know, doubled over with pain. And it was like, okay, this is my circumstance right now. But I am going to visualize, feel it, enjoy it, feel my cells changing. And I did that several times during the days. And then not only that, what I did was I began to talk to my appendix. I know for some of you, this might be a little wacko, but it's quite remarkable. I put my hand on my appendix and I began to talk. And I said, hey, you know, you've been with me for so long. Thank you. I'm not quite sure what's happening and why you're hurting. And there were some amazing things that came up, things that I needed to forgive myself for. Things that I had done to myself, things that I had done to others, you know, like taking someone's pencil crayons when I was in grade 2. But that was there, that was bothering me. And then a number of other things came up. Some were big in my mind now. Some in my mind then were big, but now were small. And soon, the pain began to go. And then I had my test results come back, and the doctor said, well, you had an infection, but it appears you're getting better. And I laughed. Obviously, I laughed, because when I laugh, endorphins come in, the feel-good chemicals begin to rewire in my brain, in your brain when you laugh, and they rewire your entire body. So there is a magic that's happening when you laugh, and that oxygen every time you laugh is like, right? So as I laughed, I continually said, I love you to myself. And then it became something beautiful. that radiated from my heart, radiated out from my appendix, from my entire body, and I embraced the entire world with love. And so now, just for a moment, I just want you to close your eyes and just sense, you know, maybe you're laying down in bed, maybe you're sitting up, wherever you are, feel. Be aware of your foot, your ankle, your calf. Go up your knees, your thighs, your bum, your sexual and reproductive organs. Go up to all your organs, your heart, your lungs, to your skeletal system. And imagine going up through your neck, your spinal cord, your brain, to your senses. We will take a longer time to do that, but not right now. And as you're there, breathe this beautiful free air wherever you are, and imagine it's clean and pristine, and it's going in through your body, healing your entire body. And later, when I'm not here with you, just go into certain parts. It might be your knees, might be your arms, it might be something else. And just love that part of you. And you'll be amazed at what will happen. Your mind will shift, and there will be a different sort of surrender and acceptance. But still, please make sure that you see someone, a medical professional, whether it's an allopathic, alternative, it doesn't matter, but make sure you get tested. And please listen to your body. Not everyone else. Everyone else has a story. It's their story. But when you're healing yourself, do it with those people that know what they're doing, and you know yourself. So on that note, let's just gently love our body, see ourselves in radiant, optimal, amazing, beautiful health, and let that tape run through your body. I am healthy, I am radiant, I am in optimal health. And on that note, we're going to get the beautiful people I have here. We're going to laugh ourselves and the whole world into health. And love yourself. Woo!